Interesting. Want to be able to say, I have seen the Lord? Then you got to turn from your sins with the same fire that Mary did and have the same affection for Jesus that she had, which is a gift. You ask for it, you get it. Under this whole narrative is this divine affection. Mary for Jesus and Jesus for Mary. And so she becomes the witness of the resurrection, the apostle to the apostles. All of this built on this relationship. Love. She knew she was forgiven. That's a great grace. And so, she's outside the tomb, weeping. There's no place else for her to go. Jesus is her whole life. Now, if he's dead, it's over. There's no more reason to live. What a grace. See, that grace of that kind of an affection for Jesus is given if you ask for it. It means I got to put aside all sorts of things to cling like she did to Jesus. There have been saints in the history of the church who have been outstanding in this gift. Mary, the first, I guess, John, Origen. I've told you this so many times, right? He's pondering, expounding the book of Exodus. And he comes for the first time to the name Joshua, Yehoshua. That's Jesus. And he says, look, the name. Look, the name. His name, Yehoshua, that's Jesus. Wouldn't it be great, you see, to love like that? And the Lord is saying, you can do it. Just do what I tell you every day. Just let me have your life. Would you suffer? Yeah, you got to die to sin. But it will build the world. There'll be hundreds, thousands of people come and thank you that you answered that tug because you brought us along with you. You see. So first the angels say, why are you weeping? They've taken my Lord. I don't know where they laid him. Now what a silly thing to say. My Lord, and you can take him and put him where you want. I mean, but she's there. You know, the point is, I do not have contact with my Lord. Then she turned around and saw Jesus. But she didn't know it was Jesus. And he says the same thing to her. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? He adds a little bit. Do you have any idea how much he loved her? He's standing there just waiting to reveal himself to her. But he has to get her ready. And so she thought it was the gardener and said to him, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him. Then Jesus says one word. Her name. Mary. And she sees who it is. This is the story of a life of prayer. See. When he says to you, your name. See, this is a love affair. Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabuni, my master, my teacher, everything to me. You know, the bridegroom in the Song of Songs says, let me hear the sound of your voice. What kind of love is that? Just talk. I want to hear your voice. So now she says, Rabuni. And now he has to correct her. The way you related to me before is not the way you're going to relate to me now. Stop holding me. I have not yet ascended to my Father, to the Father. She's corrected. Now she's given a mission. And again, you see, it's full of love. Go to my brothers. The first time he ever called them his brothers like that. Now that I am risen from the dead, now that my divinity radiates out through my body, now that I give you the Holy Spirit, we're brothers. There's an allusion here to that text in Psalm 21, 22, I guess. I will declare your name to my brothers. That's the suffering song. All the way through the song, he's suffering, right? And then there's a line, difficult to translate, you heard me. And then, I will declare, it goes through, the, I will declare your name to my brothers. Jesus, who intoned that psalm, is now declaring the Father's name to the brothers. It's the same in Matthew. Go tell my brothers. My brothers. You see? What a mystery of love. I'm going to my Father and your Father. If we're brothers, we have the same Father. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, to convince us of this love that Jesus has for us and this union we have with the Father, to know the Father, you see. To my God and your God. He's my God because he's my Father, not because I'm not equal to him. And he's your God because you're in me. So Mary then went, and for the first time, the church declares it. I have seen the Lord. Not Jesus, the Lord. God of God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. I have seen the Lord. That's the witness of the church. If the church ever came to not be able to say that, it would no longer be church. I have seen the Lord. I know who he is. And so, and then he reported what Jesus had said. This, you see, when Jesus' humanity was transformed, radiant, divinized, our humanity starts to get transformed. And we feed on his body and blood. It's so hard to keep our hearts and minds fixed on love. We're always thinking about something else. And yet, all the wise ones will tell us. It's right here. Seek for Jesus with an affection. Love him with an affection. Rejoice. And so that no matter what happens in your life or in the country, you can say, I have seen the Lord.